Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gators Breakdown, because there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation.
The Gators Breakdown podcast is ready to go. I'm your host, David Waters. You can find me on social media at GatorDave_SDC. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can already see our special guest right here, all the way hailing from Germany. In Germany right now on spring break is Noel Portenjagen. And Noel, thank you so much. I know it's spring break. I know you're trying to spend some time with the family. The little time you get to go home, but thank you for taking some and carving some time out for joining us right here on Gators Breakdown.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here. I'm really excited for that. So yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. So I know you said you've been to some podcasts before, but this is I think since you've been in America at Florida, I think probably the first time we get to hear in depth your story a little bit.
Yeah. Some podcasts were just before and how it's going to be. But right now I got some experience, so I'm really ready.
Yeah. So we'll get into Noel's story, how he ended up at Florida and just how different it is, you know, the game of football in Germany compared to American football, or it's the same sport, but the journey of getting there is a lot different for Noel. So we'll get into all that and, you know, first couple spring practices as well, the winter workouts, all that. We'll get into it right here. So everybody hit that like button, subscribe to Gators Breakdown if you haven't done so yet, and really support what we're doing right here through Florida Victoria. So Noel, that's only two practices in. You've been through just a couple of spring practices. How's it been so far?
I think it's pretty good. It's a high intensity. It is something different, of course. It is nothing like you can compare in Germany. You have to get used to it, but I think that we are really good, hardworking group. I feel really good right now, and yeah, everything's fine.
So of course, you know, you're playing along the offensive line, and it's a little, you know, not in full pads yet, not really going hot and heavy through those first couple of practices. But what's been the differences so far that you've noticed in going against, you know, fellow college athletes now?
Yeah. It is the intensity and the speed. So in Germany, it is really different how the speed is and how the intensity is. So for comparison, like the highest, I played in the highest league in Germany in the GFL, and this speed is more is almost compared to college, but college is still faster and more intense. So it is so much quicker, everything. So when we do one-on-ones, it is like that. And I have to snap, I have to punch, I have to block that guy. And it is really nothing compared to in Germany. So I have to get used to it, but, you know, I'm working hard and I'm on it.
Did it surprise you how fast some of your fellow teammates are on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah. So because when your life is always in Germany and you don't expect guys to move that fast or move that quick or move that good in general, it is always something. So it's surprising when guys can move like that. It's really just really hard. Yeah.
So far, I guess you got in January. What about your time as a college student and making the adjustment to living in America?
Yeah. So I think the transition went great. There was no really hard time. Yeah, of course, the first week, I'm a freshman at college. I have to get used to everything. I mean, it is so much different than here in Germany, and have to get used to it. But like in general, it wasn't that difficult for me to adapt, to have, you know, the different schedules and stuff. Also with the school, everything is good. So I really adapted well here. And right now, I can say that I'm really there's nothing hard for me right now with like adapting here anymore.
was the hardest part all the time change?
Yeah, of course. Like right now it's a five hour time change. So it is different because, like, of course, like the first 2-3 days is a little bit of the jet lag still in there. But no, I'm used to it, so everything is good.
And you had to go through a time change and go right into winter workouts as well. So you're trying to adjust your body to the physical differences, but also, you know, the differences in just the time change. So pretty interesting there. So which players have, I'm sure it's along the offensive line group, that's probably who you're mostly with, but what players have taken you in to kind of help make that transition a bit easier?
Yeah. So of course, with my roommate, Najee Harris, Bryce Lovett, Shamar James, they're all really welcoming. They helped me with everything. But also, Mike Williams, the freshman offensive lineman, and Fletcher Westfall, we're pretty good. I would say, like, we're good friends. They helped me with everything. If I got everything, you know, we can talk about everything. We're good friends. So, there was nothing like really, okay, I have to find some friends, you know, it's natural, and everything and everybody can help me. So this was pretty nice. Yeah.
Anything culturally so far that's kind of shocked you, or maybe it has taken some time to get used to?
It is really, for me, it's really crazy that everything is like around cars. Like here in Germany, like when I go downtown, there's no cars really like on the streets. You have to walk everywhere. Like, you can walk to the next supermarket, you can walk to the next cinema, you can walk to the next park, you know. But when you don't have a car, it's harder to get explore the city, explore the town, and
Well, at least there's plenty around campus, and on campus you can walk to as well. So let's go back a little bit, Noel. How did you get into football? You know, it is a bit different there. You're playing American football, but it's not what it is here in America. And so, as you said, and if I'm right about this, there's not really high school football like we know it here in America. So how did you get into American football?
Yeah. So my whole life, I was a dancer. I danced hip hop. My grandmother, she opened a dance school here in my hometown. Then my mom, she was the leader then after that. And then, you know, I was born into it. I was born into dancing, and this was my whole life for, I don't know, let's say like 15, 16, 17 years. And after that, it was never enough for me just to dance like 2 times a week. I wanted some more. I wanted to do some extra because, yeah, I'm a good, I can move pretty good, but it was just like bored. You know what I mean? And, so I searched around some sports. Of course, in Germany, I tried soccer, played soccer for 2 years. I did a wrestling for a couple of months, but like the WWE type of wrestling. And then after that, my uncle, he said, come on, man, like, I have to get you into like a football practice because you got the size, you can play that really well. Like it could be something fun for you. And I was like, all right, okay, let's try it. And it was love at first sight. It was so nice. Everyone was nice to me. It was, something that I can, that I was, wait, how do I say it? They needed me, you know what I mean? So they needed the size of me because like in every other sport is like, okay, you are too big, you are too slow, something like that. You don't have that enough stamina, you know, but in football it was like, okay, you are big. We need big people. We need tall people. We need big people. We need O-linemen that can block, that can protect the quarterback, that can open run lanes for the running back. And we need guys like you. And this was like, wait, they need like me? And this was so much fun because, okay, they need me. And this was so, so good for me to say, yeah, man, this is my new sport and I can do that. Yeah.
So how long have you actually played American football?
I started playing American football in 2019. Yeah. In February 2019, this was my first practice, my first ever practice. I played a U19 season and a U17 season. And in Germany, it's not like that. They are like the teams at high schools, because it's just not common like that. We have clubs, so there are open clubs. You can go there, and there are multiple, also multiple clubs in the city and something like that. And I went to the Kaite Engineers. It was my first ever team. And yeah, I played there for 1.5 years.
Okay, so if I go to your bio that Florida put up, your last bit of football was in the German Football League. I'll get you to say the team name because I don't want to miss it. But led to a division championship and the German Bowl. That's the championship game. So what was that experience like? Is are you playing with similar aged? I mean, I guess in that league, it's, you know, those guys are professionals, so you're actually playing guys that are a lot older than you as well.
Yeah, so I went to, it's called the Schwäbisch Hall Unicorns. I went to the Unicorns in 2020 because there's a program called the Unicorns Academy, and they are offering a kind of type high school. So the Unicorns, the team, they are in a collaboration with the school, and they're just saying, okay, you got school, and after school, you got 2 hours of football every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and every Wednesday and Friday is team practice. So from Monday to Friday, you got everyday football, and that's what I wanted to achieve, to get better off the field, to get better knowledge, to get better, you know, technique, and to help growing players from all around Germany. You know, I'm not from Schwäbisch Hall, but I'm from a town called Karlsruhe. We had people from Munich. We had people from Berlin. We had people from Hamburg. It's all around Germany, and they want to get better. And that's why I went to the Unicorns Academy. I played 3 seasons of U19 football. So it's similar age. It's under 19. And then after that, I went to the GFL team. And the GFL is a semi-pro league. So most of the guys, they don't get paid. And I went there because, okay, I can still have time to develop before actually going to college. And in the GFL are actual grown men. So last year, I played as the second youngest in my team as a starting tackle. And I played against grown men, 25, 22-year-olds. And yeah. This is really good, you know, to say that you played against grown men. I mean, it looks good on your resume to say that.
So was college football the goal, or did you just kind of work into it? Like, were you getting noticed and somebody told you, hey, you really have something here? Did you kind of wonder, what am I doing here playing football? I mean, you said that there was a need for it, but you know, how quickly did it get through your head? Hey, I might have something here.
Yeah. So I think the first thought of that was like midway of the first U19 season at the Unicorns, because I adapted really quick to as a starter for that team. Of course, it was a COVID year, so we only played 3 games. But for the coaches to see, hey, this guy, he did really well at the first 2 games, and he can do something really. So the coaches came to me, and also the coaches of the academy came to me and say, hey, you can play football like really good, and you can have a shot at playing college. And I was like, damn, okay. I mean, that's a pretty big goal. I mean, it is really crazy to come to go to college from Germany or from Europe or anywhere besides the US. And also in the US, it is crazy hard. Like 1% is going to U1. Like, and it is almost like, say, impossible to go from international. And I had the season. And after that, I went to a camp from an organization called PPI. And they are offering camps all around Europe. So Germany, France, Belgium, all around Europe, and they are searching for players that can play college football. They have the talent to play college football. So the founder of PPI, Brandon Collier, he noticed me after I went to a camp in Ingolstadt, and he said, man, you really have the talent. You can move pretty well. You have great hips. You can play college football. And after hearing all that, you know, all the coaches saying to me, hey, you can college football, was like, okay, my goal is now playing college football. Yeah. And after that, this was my only goal right now. Yeah.
Awesome. So you get to Florida, you got to figure out, you know, there's an academic side of this. So what do you want to do, major in? What do you see your profession in, maybe outside of football?
Yeah. So I really like to be creative. So I like to do graphic design.
Okay.
I unfortunately can't major graphic design because there are some schedule issues. But I am majoring in media technology, management, and journalism.
Good deal. Good deal. So I like that. I work in the TV business as well. So yeah. I feel you on that. Noel, you are here with us through, you know, all of NIL. You're here on Gators Breakdown because of your NIL deal with Florida Victorious. So how cool is it and how unique is it that, you know, they're working with international guys like you?
Yeah, I think what Florida Victorious is doing is really great. The opportunity to have to be here on a podcast or to work with Florida Victorious is really good. I mean, it's not that common for international guys to have NIL deals, but Florida Victorious helped me really good, and they are, really great. So I really appreciate that.
So you are home on spring break, and you know that. What else are you doing while you're home and get to spend some time with family?
Yeah. So, right now is, of course, spend time with family, spend some time with the close ones. I'm visiting my former team. So tomorrow I'm going to the Shreveshaw Unicorns and, you know, talk a little bit with my old teammates, with the coaches. And that is great. And also, you know, just enjoying the time here in Germany back until, you know, it gets springtime. So, yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. Everybody out there, Noel is coming to us through Florida Victorious. We've never had access to players like this. And you can continue great conversations like these by becoming a member of Florida Victorious. Florida Victorious supports Florida student athletes by creating opportunities to build and enhance their personal brand and publicity rights while also serving charities and nonprofits in the community. You can be the difference. You can directly impact the outcome on the field by joining Florida Victorious. You want to help the Gators win? Want a better game day experience? Well, just like when you pack the swamp on game days, your unwavering support through Florida Victorious empowers the Gators to be their best. So join today and be the difference in making the orange and blue victorious. Visit FloridaVictorious.com and save 20% on your first month using promo code GatorsBD. All right, Noel, let's get back to the conversation right here. And I got to know, Have you ever heard of the University of Florida or the Florida Gators before going through the recruiting process, before even having maybe interest in college football? What was your knowledge of the University of Florida?
So after starting a football, I really wanted to see how everywhere in the world is football growing, you know, not only in the NFL, but also how college is playing. And of course, I knew the Florida Gators before coming here. Then also, you know, knowing the Tim Tebow time, the time between 2006-2008. Knowing that this is a great, great opportunity to have to play here and to be one of the top SEC colleges to play and be here at such a good program. I mean, this is really amazing, yeah.
There you go. You said Tim Tebow. So I was wondering, have you ever heard of Tim Tebow or Steve Spurrier, Danny Werfel, of course, and the popular quarterbacks, the statues right there outside of the stadium. So I was wondering. So that's good. You did get to hear of the University of Florida. So what was the recruiting process like? I'm sure it was a whirlwind. I'm sure it was something unique to you. You camped at Florida. You got an offer. You had offers from Auburn and South Carolina as well. You know, in your unique situation, why was Florida the choice?
For me, Florida was a choice because when I got the offers, it was more feeling like home, or it was more feeling that they really care about how I am as a human, not only as a player. So it was after I got the offer from Billy Napier, everybody wanted to see me grow as a human being to be great in the future. And also football is, of course, a part of that. But they want to see me be a better man. And I didn't have that feeling when I had the offer from Auburn in South Carolina. Also, a great part is, of course, the academics. Florida is one of the top public schools across the country. That was also important for my mom, that I get great education. And I think everything for that make the difference.
Yeah, I was going to go there next. You mentioned your mom. So with the relationship between Billy Napier, you just kind of mentioned that. I'm sure Coach Ropsdale is a big part of that as well, along the offensive line. In your situation, you're so far away from home. You know, you have to cross the pond, and you have to be here. I'm sure you mentioned trust, but I'm sure there had to be a lot of trust for, you know, your mom and your family to say, all right, he's going, you know, across the world to go to college. I got to be able to trust who my son's with.
Yeah, of course. And this was probably one of the first things that Coach Sale told my mom when she was here with me at the official visit. I'm going to take care of your son. And this was really important for my mom because, as you mentioned, I'm across the pond. I'm across the world. I'm not, you know, like a 2-hour train drive away when I was at Schwäbisch Hall. I can't go back home at like the weekends. So it was really, really important for my mom that everything is taken care of and that the son is in good hands. So, everything is good.
So I gotta know. So you mentioned your official visit. You didn't get a chance to visit for a game, right?
No, I wasn't at a game, no.
So did your interest in Florida, did you get to watch Florida a lot? Did you watch them last season? How was getting to view Florida football while you were over there in Germany?
So I tried to watch every game live, but because of the time difference, some of the time it was really hard. I think the easiest game to watch was against Arkansas, because then at the whole time it was like 6 p.m. And I was like, okay, you can watch that. That's no problem. But some of the late night games, they were like here at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I was like, I don't know if I can watch that. I mean, I try, but no. And then it's really hard with the time difference. No, but after that, I usually watch the highlights on YouTube. Just try to catch how they play, what the score is, and, you know, how the game went.
So you still have to experience your first time with 90,000 fans going crazy.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get to do it for a visit or anything. So what did you take away from watching Florida last year, talking to teammates, talking to people who have been on visits about the atmosphere of the Swamp?
I mean, the Swamp is it's really crazy. I mean, just to hear it through the TV is like, damn, they are really getting loud out there. Of course, I can't experience that in person. I mean, I have to wait a few months. But I mean, this is really crazy how the fan base is really. I mean, it's huge. It's really, really huge, and you see that also like in Gainesville when you walk around, everybody got Gator shirts on, a hoodie, even a cap. You know, when I was in an airplane back home, two guys had Florida caps on. You know, the community is really, really big, and I think I'm still really excited to hear that in the Swamp, man. This can be really amazing.
Yeah, so you'll get a taste of it in the spring game, but it won't be, you know, what you'll see in Miami. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a bit of info. If you can remember from here till now, try and take as many mental pictures as you can so you don't forget it. I mean, you probably won't forget it anyway. It'll be your first one, but when Florida plays Miami, that's gonna. I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
You're listed on your bio for Florida, 6'5", 322 pounds. What was the goals in the offseason workout and the strength and training that you were going through that you wanted to accomplish, and what did the staff want you to work on as well?
Yeah, so I came in at I think it was 340 pounds. So yeah, till now I lost about 20 pounds. The first goal was to lose weight, to lose body fat. And I think right now till spring, I accomplished that goal. I lost about 4% body fat. I lost 20 pounds of actual weight. And I think that is just a really good step. It's also a good look for the coaches to see that I can work hard and that I want to accomplish the goals that the coaches are giving me.
Good deal. Speaking of what you want to work on, let's go on the field. I'm sure you mentioned your last time playing football and the type of competition that you had, but what are things you want to work on the field that you want to see yourself take a jump at?
Yeah, so right now I just try to work hard. I just try to work hard, make good impressions for the coaches, make good impressions for Coach Rob Sale and Coach Napier. And I really just try to, be a solid offensive lineman for everybody, and to look good, play good, and to, just work hard for the whole year.
And I guess it's been expressed more likely at the guard spot for the Gators, or is that still to be determined?
Yeah, no, right now I'm working on the guard spot, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get a little more personal right quick before I let you go here. What has been your favorite American meal so far?
Ooh, that's a good question. My favorite American meal is probably like a Chipotle bowl.
Okay.
Something like that. I never had, I had once like a really good mac and cheese. But I think like the spice from some like a Mexican, like a Chipotle bowl. I really like that. Yeah. Because we don't have like Chipotle in Germany. So it is something new and I really enjoy it. Yeah.
What about American barbecue?
I mean, American barbecue is pretty nice. Yeah, it's pretty good, but
and there's different flavors of it, of course, too.
Yeah, of course. But like, it never like flashed me. It never had like, because in Germany we also have like a big barbecue culture.
Okay.
And of course we grill other things. Like in Germany, it's more pork. But it never like really like flashed me with flavor and spice. So yeah.
I got to get Shannon Snell is a Gator offensive line legend, and I'm sure he'll cook barbecue for you at some point. But I'm going to tell him to make sure he gives you something special. And we're going to change the mind on American barbecue for you. anything funny happened in the last couple of months that you've been on campus and been with teammates? I mean, anything that's kind of caught you off guard or anything like that?
I mean, like nothing, not like one moment, but I really like it that, the Americans are so open. In Germany, you get anxiety when you talk, when you ask somebody what the time is. And here it's so much different. Like the first time I was in the US and, I was at a Walmart. And there was like an older lady. He said, "Damn, you big as hell," and it is something funny and something new, something that catch you off guard. But it was really funny. We had a little conversation going. But you never experienced that in Germany. But so something like that is always like really funny. Yeah,
good deal. Noel, I ask every player who comes on Gators Breakdown this question: if you get to pick the uniform combination, what would it be? What color helmet? What color jersey? What color pants? What would Noel go with?
I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, the all black is really, really good. But
yeah, if we're going traditional.
With traditional, I really like the white jersey with the blue pants. Okay. And the orange helmet. I think white always looks good. And with the blue pants as like a pop color, and then the orange helmet, of course, we got to go with the orange helmet. So I like that combo. Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. Noel, last name, man. Anything you want Gator Nation out there to know? This is the first time they're really getting to hear in depth from you. Anything you want to share with Gator Nation out there?
I mean, of course, I'm from across the pond. It is something new that Gators football is seeing, a guy from Germany. But you know, I'm really working hard. I'm trying my best. I'm doing everything I can in my power, to make the organization getting better and the program, you know, helping. Yeah.
Good deal. Noel Portnyagin joining us right here on Gators Breakdown. Noel, I can't thank you enough. I know you're spending time with family there. We'll keep this for about 30 minutes so you can go enjoy your spring break, enjoy time with the family. But once again, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, man.